I brought my anti-cry juice, known as water, just in case I starve, because I'm really good at that, as my parents know. And Courtney. Oh, it's too hot. Okay, I would like to start with prayer. Dearly Father, first of all, I want to thank you for everything that you do for us and for how you've worked in our lives so much, and just for all your many blessings, we ask you to please help us tonight. You see how nervous we are, how our hearts beating out of our chests. Just please help us to get across what you want us to, and looking for all that you do. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Goodness. So, throughout the years of being in youth group, I always wondered who I would end up with. And, of course, he's not here tonight because he decided to go on his bachelor weekend this weekend. But we planned that before I got asked, and he was like, I lucked out that one. I was like, yeah, you did. Thanks. It always seemed like somebody else had a boyfriend in the youth group, and it was never me that had a boyfriend in the youth group. And I started praying when I was like 6 years old. I was like, Mom, I want a boyfriend in first grade. And I'm like, when can I get a boyfriend? She's like, just start praying about it, honey. Yeah, that would not have been good. I did have a boyfriend in first grade, though. That was interesting. Anyways, it seemed like nothing ever worked out for me in that department for what felt like forever for a kid that thought, oh, on my 16th birthday, I'm going to get asked out, and that's the person I'm going to marry. I wondered many a time what God was doing. I had struggles wondering if I would ever find my person, along with several other things I struggled with. At times wondering if God even had a person for me at all. And then turning 20 definitely felt like a milestone. And hitting that milestone without a relationship in sight was a hard pill to swallow. And an even harder pill was that most of my friends were gone as well. Excuse me. Other people and myself reminded me several times during my trials that my prayers were being heard. Which is one thing to say and another thing to believe, along with trying to conquer your mind.
Right.
Along with self-doubt, low self-confidence, that I know many of us often struggle with. Sorry, I knew that this was probably going to happen. Oh, well, here's my place at. Trying to remain positive and a strong belief that your prayers are being heard while waiting is really difficult. I told my dad many times I thought I was never going to find the man that I would marry. During all of this, I think the last time that I told my father that was probably December of 2022 to January 2023, and we see where I am now. So during all of this, the thought came to mind that when we pray, our prayers are put into a jar. There's an empty jar right there. Once it's filled up, the prayer will be answered. It's like putting into a piggy bank. Where's my money? Of pennies. Good gravy. Okay. During all of this, the thought came to my mind that when we pray, our prayers are put into a jar, and once it's filled up, the prayer is answered. It's like a penny into a piggy bank. The prayer may seem feeble or nearly worthless, only being worth 1 cent. But it's still an effort in filling the piggy bank. And once the piggy bank's full, it's busted open and overflowing with reward.
Yes.
Sometimes some piggy banks are bigger than others. They take longer to fill and are harder to have faith that your prayers are being heard. But after all the heartache, tears, anxiety, and depression, whatever you're going through, the piggy bank will be full, and you'll realize your prayers have been heard. Some people praying for a companion have a bigger piggy bank to fill with pennies. Sometimes you feel like you're praying out a $100 bill, while other times you just try to accept that what you're praying for may not be God's will, but God still gives you the desires of your heart. You just can't see the piggy bank is about to overflow. I'm going to read Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I said this earlier, around December 2022 to January 2023, I was talking to my dad saying, I just never thought I was going to find my person, or doubting that God had a person for me. To which my dad told me, my person could come out of nowhere, someone I had never even thought of before. And as time went on, about a month later, Silas, of course, came out of nowhere. I was like, where have you been? You know. Another month went by, and then came a coffee date, and it's like, oh, there's way more pennies now being put into the jar. Just all of those prayers since
6.
Oh, there's one more. And time went on, and about a month later, Silas came out of nowhere. Another month went by, and came a coffee date, and then April of last year, we began the journey of dating. I continuously prayed throughout the year that we were dating, that if God wanted us together, then he would work absolutely everything out that needed to be worked out. And he obviously did, because now I'm getting married in less than a week. So I thank God every day for Silas. I'm thankful for my parents and their guidance that they've given me all my life, and for youth leaders that are always there when I have a question or a problem. I'm thankful for the rest of my family, especially my Aunt Stephanie and Uncle Tim and my grandpa. They all helped me in this journey so much and continuously prayed for me, and I know it and I feel it every day. Young People's has definitely been a wild ride, and I know I'm going to miss it. I'm thankful for all the time and lessons learned in youth. I can say it's definitely been worth sticking with God and his guidance, and I would like to encourage you to keep putting those pennies in your penny bank. They will overflow one day, and if they don't, feel like it now. And eventually, God will take out his penny bank and open it up and make it overflow. Blessings will just keep multiplying from there, and obviously go everywhere, and not for just what you prayed for, but more. And that's all I have.
Outstanding, very good.
Very, very good.
Do you have anything you want to say?
There's too many things for him to say.
Mistake.
There's the anti-cry juice if you want it.
Yes. Well, I was not, what you might say, prepared to do this, but...
Thank you.
This has definitely been a wild ride. And I will tell you that super proud of the kiddo over here. Very, very thankful for Brother Steve and Sister Sherry, Brother Chris and Sister Vic for their help, you know. Going through these things was definitely a challenge. You know, trying to tell your kids God is going to take care of you. And I will tell you that again today. I'll tell you what she's already said. God will take care of you.
Amen.
You can always count on God. And, you know, it always seems like, you know, the enemy likes to work on your mind. And see, that's how he gets you discouraged. And if he can get you discouraged, then what he can do is he can draw you outside of church, going looking for somebody else outside the church. You know.
Right.
Not everybody is a Maddie Hopkins. And this other girl's name over here. Those are their rarities, okay? That doesn't work for everybody. Okay? Not everybody's a Sister Carla Presley either. That doesn't work for everybody. Okay? Stay in the church. God will help you. God will take care of you. Just be patient. And just like we preached, what was it, last Wednesday night? Sometimes you have to pray for God's will. Can't pray for my will. You can't pray, you know, can't pray for what I want. Sometimes you got to pray for what God wants. Because see, God has his timing. And it's not our timing. And it's when he's ready and when he knows you're ready. See, not everybody's always ready for a relationship. That's what I told my boys this morning in Sunday school. And I said, I realize that this is just my opinion. And I'll tell you that that's my opinion. You know, what your parents tell you to do is between you and your parents. But I said, I'm going to tell you my opinion. You boys are 12, 13, 14 years old. I said, can you afford to pay and support a wife? No. It's okay, then you should not be dating. Period, simple, just like that. And I also gave him the advice that Brother Ben gave. You don't date for a girlfriend. You date for a wife.
Right.
See, I was, you know, unfortunately, you all weren't around when I was younger. And not the splendid looking man that I am now. And that was a big mistake I made in my life. I dated for a girlfriend. I did not date for a wife. And then when God finally saw that I meant business, he gave me a wife. I had to learn that the hard way. Okay. And, you know, we take those lessons and we pass them on to our kids. You know, they don't always understand right up the front, you know. But this is life. You don't have a book for being a parent. You got to go as you go. You know, and that's where you got to, as long as you stay true to God, you live for him, you trust him, he'll take good care of you. This is the end result of living for God. Now, there's going to be times when you go through struggles, you're going to have times that you're going to, you know, wonder if this is where God's leading you. Just hang on tight. One thing you'll never go wrong in doing is trusting the Lord and leaning on him. You'll never go wrong, okay? Thank the Lord.
Amen. Very good.